Welcome to the Dr. Jazz Hour, an educational and entertaining exploration of over 100 years of America's musical art form, jazz. This program is produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio, KCHW, in Chihuahua, Washington. On today's Dr. Jazz Hour, we are going to focus on jazz musicians from the great state of Missouri, the Show Me State. Since the 1920s, Kansas City, Missouri has had a thriving jazz scene with many musicians originating there. I will present a few of them in this hour, but certainly not all of them. Let's begin with two of the most prominent tenor saxophonists in the history of jazz, Coleman Hawkins, born in St. Joseph, Missouri in 1904, and Ben Webster from Kansas City, born in 1909. They made an album together in 1957, which included the standard Shine On Harvest Moon, Oscar Peterson piano, Herb Ellis guitar, Ray Brown bass, and Alvin Stoller on drums. One female instrumentalist who made it big time in the man's world of jazz was trombonist Melba Liston, born in 1926 in Kansas City. Here's Melba in 1958, joined by three other trombonists, Benny Green, Al Gray, and Benny Powell, on the album Melba Liston and Her Bones, playing Blues Melba. Singer and pianist Julia Lee was born in Boonville, Missouri in 1902. Here's Julia doing Ain't It a Crime in 1947, with a vibraphone solo by Red Norvo. Thank you.
Ha ha ha. men, some good and true. But out of them all, I wound up with you. Oh, ain't it a crime? Say, ain't it a crime? Out of millions of men, it's me who got stuck with you. I don't understand why you think you're so hot. All you can say is, give me what you got. Oh, ain't it a crime? Say, ain't it a crime? Why don't you go on back to the place where you came from? Coast, the one you're from is the one I hate most. Oh, ain't it a crime? Say, ain't it a crime? Why don't you go on back to the place where you came from? Last night a friend of mine proposed. I thought of you, the matter was closed. Oh, ain't it a crime? Say, ain't it a crime? Out of millions of men, it's me who got stuck with you. Change your act. I'll walk out the door and I'll never come back. Oh, ain't it a crime? Say, ain't it a crime? Out of millions of men, it's me who got stuck with you.
We are enjoying jazz by musicians from Missouri on this Dr. Jazz Hour. Keyboardist Bob James comes from Marshall, Missouri, born in 1939. He recorded Bare Bones on his 1990 release Grand Piano Canyon with a big band. St. Louis native guitarist Grant Green, born in 1935, recorded Antonio Carlos Jobim's Brazil on his 1962 album The Latin Bit. Piano man Benny Moten led his Kansas City Orchestra from the early 1920s until he passed away in 1935, and Count Basie took over leadership. Here's the Kansas City Orchestra doing the Moten Swing in 1932.
Thank you.
next jazz musician featured on this Dr. Jazz Hour is Kansas City native singer Kevin Mahogany, born in 1958. From his 1996 album titled Kevin Mahogany is OG. Another Kansas City native was sax and flute man Frank West, born in 1922. In 1958, West did an album with harpist Dorothy Ashby, and here's their version of Cole Porter's You'd Be So Nice to Come Home To. One of the earliest jazz organists was Wild Bill Davis, born in Glasgow, Missouri in 1918. Here's Wild Bill and alto player Johnny Hodges in 1963 playing Little John with a sextet from the album Mess of Blues.
Oh, gee, I'm in misery. My cool, fine baby has taken a powder on me. Without a word, she upped and left. And now I'm watching television by myself. No word she was leaving. Now I am grieving about my sweet little baby. I'm nearly crazy. Oh, gee, just what could it be that made my sweetie turn the cooler on me? She left me flat, and that is that. Still, I'd like to have my loving baby back. She knows how to please me. Somebody help me please to find my baby, my pretty baby. She would never be content up there all alone. I would gladly take her back if she would only phone. I'm screaming, oh gee, just what could it be that made my baby turn a damper on me? She told her friends we were through. I sure would like to ask that woman, what did I do to make her desert me? Oh gee, it hurt me when I lost my baby. I'm nearly crazy.
Happened to me. She told her friends that we were through. I
sure would like to ask that woman, what did I do to make her desert me? Oh, gee, it hurt me when I lost my baby, my pretty baby. Oh, gee, just what could it be? Oh, gee. Thank you.
This last set of jazz by Missouri musicians on this Dr. Jazz Hour will begin with a band from St. Louis, the Mound City Blue Blowers. They recorded on Treasure Island in 1935 with St. Louis native Red McKenzie on lead vocal and kazoo solo. Another St. Louis native was trumpeter Clark Terry, born in 1920. From his 1957 release Serenade to a Bus Seat, you'll hear Boardwalk. Johnny Griffin on tenor, Wynton Kelly piano, Paul Chambers bass, and Philly Joe Jones on drums. And this program will finish with valve trombonist Bob Brookmeyer from Kansas City, born 1929, playing George Gershwin's I Got Rhythm in 1960 from the album The Blues Hot and Cold. Jimmy Rolls on piano, Buddy Clark on bass, and Mel Lewis on drums.
Silver shore, we met that day on Treasure Island, and the smile you gave me was the treasure I've been craving for. Then came those moments of bliss in the shade of sweltering balm. I still remember your kiss as you nestled in my arms. I looked for gold on Treasure Island. I found that gold when you gave me your golden love. Thank you.
Join us for another installment of the Dr. Jazz Hour, a program produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio, KCHW, in Chewelah, Washington.